Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For you, what was the most frustrating part of that loss?
Ty Jerome.
Yeah?
Yeah, Ty Jerome. Yeah, I don't know the answer to it. I just know that Ty Jerome now in the last two postseason games has basically been shown why postseason basketball is different than regular season basketball.
I think the answer is Darius coming back. That I think maybe that's like it. I'm like Goodwill Hunting this. Ty, it's not your fault. Ty, it's not your fault.
It was an odd defense, I thought, of Ty Jerome that you had last segment, but I appreciate you going to bat for him when no one else will.
I just think he's playing out of spot. I don't think he should be your secondary creator.
This is what postseason basketball is, too. And then there's a lot of postseason basketball that we said all throughout the regular season would limit Ty Jerome, and here now it is. But it's not as if the Cavs have any other true options or what they can do. It's just that's your reality, and that's okay. It's not the end of the world. I'm dying to find out what happens with Friday with this injury report now. Will they take it easy on these players? Will they rush them back? How do they do this? But you need to have some more guys out there on Friday.
I will say, Ty really just goes to that floater a little too often. Like, in a way, like, you can tell if a guy really is confident. And there are points in, like, the Miami series where Ty was supremely confident in that floater. You can watch, if you watch every tie floater from the beginning of this series to the last one in last night's game, you can see the confidence devolving with every shot. Because there were times where it was just, yeah. He doesn't even go up. It doesn't even get like the leg off the ground. He just kind of, there's just a little, he's like, oh, maybe if I just, okay.
And he's missing shots that we saw him routinely make is the other part of this. Yes. Like it does feel like Jared Allen 2 years ago said the lights were too bright. It feels like the lights are too bright for Ty Jerome.
I just think there's just too much on his plate. I if he's the third creator or secondary creator at any point on the court for a small amount of time, it's fine. But like if you want the best three-point shooting version of Ty, he can't be out here carrying the playmaking load the way he is. And Ty is who he is. He's a sixth player. Like, I feel like any sixth or seventh best player on the roster that you elevate up because you don't have a true backup point guard because you already have Darius and Donovan, I think anyone's going to struggle in that moment.
Sure. It felt like a real opportunity for him in the past two games. He hasn't risen above it. That's why it was frustrating.
216-474-0092. Let's go. Where do you want to go here?
Oh, I'm trying to figure out which one. Let's go to Joe, because Joe seems angry.
Joe in Independence. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Nick, Jonathan, I've got a serious question for you guys, okay?
I have a half-serious answer.
Okay, well, how many more times in our Cleveland sports history are we going to have to see that same ending that we saw yesterday? I mean, we're
another three times at least.
We're up 117-110 with 47 seconds left. Why can't they bleep and close out the game?
Joe, let me ask you, should they have ever been in a position to win that game?
Okay, well, no, they shouldn't have, because according to coach, they played their butts off. They played their butts off with three all-stars on the bench.
The clergyman has spoken.
They played their butts off for 47 minutes, but what happened to the last minute? I mean, I'm starting to think, is this a Cleveland thing or is this a Cavs thing that we tend to lose like this?
I don't think it's either. I think it was just you were shorthanded, and that game went the way it went. Am I just not engaging you enough on that? Should I be more argumentative, Joe? Because I just want there's more games to go. I just want you to know there is still hope.
I mean, I think that would be called reckless speculation right there.
Oh, no, there literally are. That's
not reckless.
I promise you, there are at least two more games after this one.
It's not even speculative.
Two more chances to win, I promise. Half of what I do is reckless. But that is, at least for once, not speculation, Joe. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you.
Joe was perfect for you, though.
I feel like we ended in like a perfect spot there with Joe.
I know. I kind of wanted Joe to go back after you a little bit because he went to the exact thing that you've been arguing about now for 40 minutes. That this is not something that is going to live in Cleveland history, essentially. Whereas I think it depends how the series goes. It is the type of game that people will remember for a very long time. Hell, even if the Cavs win this series, it's the type of game people will remember for a very long time.
But it doesn't mean
the series is over.
If the Cavs win this series and people are still talking about the tie, talking about it in like a, oh, you had to be there moment, as if it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, I think that is the definition of loser mentality.
I think from a stunning factor, I just think it's one of those things. All my in-laws were at the game, mother, father, and brother-in-law, and they said it was just the amount of... It was as if somebody just popped a balloon inside the arena. Like, just everything, all the air got let out, and it was just... It was deafening.
Where would you like to go now?
I'm trying to find people that are mad. Not crazy, but mad. And I don't want to go to the officiating, which is half the calls right now. All right, Doc and Little. No, not Doc. Doc is the Pacers guy.
Yep.
Well, now I have to go to Doc. No, I didn't want to go to Doc. I forgot Doc's the Pacers guy.
Little Rock,
Doc
and Little Rock. You front-running son of a so-and-so.
Oh, Doc, I don't like you very much right now, Doc.
Well, I'm just wondering if the Cavs are still going to win in five, Peedlin.
No, they're going to win in six.
You promised me they were going to win.
Wait! How does this come down to me? This was a Nick proclamation.
This is a total JP thing. He's trying to bait and switch you, Doc.
Classic this show. That's what this is, Doc. That is classic this show. If I say something that's right, people are like, Nick nailed it. Nick, fantastic job. Yep. Meanwhile, if Nick says something that's wrong, it's like, that JP, what an idiot.
That guy doesn't know
anything that's going on.
By the way, Doc. Cavs in six.
Well, you said that the Cavs had such a better offense.
They do, though. They do. When you have three of their top five players healthy, Doc.
I told you on Monday that all you had was the main man, Mitchell, was awesome. He played it. I don't know what sport he could
Donovan
do.
Donovan Mitchell.
And then you had Hunter, and then Hunter disappeared, and so did your offense.
Because he was hurt. He didn't play the game.
I'm just kind of confused because you swore to me
it's
that
not
they had
confusing.
A better
offense. Three of their top five players were not in the game, Doc, and no part of it's confusing.
We're gonna go with that now.
Easy, Doc. There was injuries. Injuries ravaged this team.
My team is healthy.
Doc, I'm beginning to think you're not a doctor at all.
They get no credit for being the better team because they're healthy.
Yeah, you're not the better team. You're not the better team. You're healthier, but you're not the better team.
In no category
are you the better team.
You are who you say you are who you are. You are who your record is. They're up 2-0 in the series.
Our record 64 wins in the regular season. What's your record?
Well, I don't play for the team, so I'm not that much of a meatball. But the Pacers weren't as good in the regular season, but they are the better team now. They are the better team.
What a bold stance there, Doc. We'll talk after game three. Doc in Little Rock. I'm beginning to think he's not a doctor.
Yeah.
Daryl Ryder.
You want to talk about obvious statements for 500, Alex? There we go.
Well, see, the Pacers have won more games in this series, so they're the better team. Yes. Thank you.
Analysis.
Daryl Ryder joining us. We'll get his thoughts. I'm sure we're going for a measured take here, boys. We got Daryl Ryder in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.